Welcome to Technology Review for August 2014. We have 11 articles for you. You'll hear how inventor and futurist Ray Kurzweil is working with Google to apply his theory of intelligence to understanding online information. You'll learn how Amazon's Fire Phone could make visual search easier, better, and more popular. You'll hear how IBM is working on a new computer chip which could be up to 5 times faster than current transistors. You'll learn how smart homes will require unprecedented effort to ensure not just security, but also usability. And you'll hear news from the worlds of biomedicine, technology, and communications. But first, David Talbot reports on how Facebook is pushing beyond data-driven studies on voting, sharing, and organ donation prompts to make people feel good or bad in Facebook's emotional manipulation study is just the latest effort to prod users. Facebook's controversial study exploring whether it could manipulate people's moods by tweaking their news feeds to favor negative or positive content produced a particularly negative emotional response, but it is far from the social network's first effort to control user behavior. With huge amounts of data flooding in from more than 1 billion users, the company has a unique position to study their every move and to perform experiments by measuring how behavior changes under different conditions. This helps Facebook persuade users to spend more time on the site. But in the past 3 years, it has also been probing everything from voting to the effect of encouraging people to make organ donations. The company has a data science team dedicated to running experiments, both to advance its business aims and to do social science research on the side, often with collaborators in academia. Other academics perform research on Facebook without collaborating with the company, either by simply observing users or creating apps that ask them to take part in a project. The recent study, done in January 2012 but published only recently, hit a nerve partly because it had a negative effect on some users, but also because the affected users were not asked for permission to participate. Agreeing to Facebook's terms and conditions was taken as consent. What's different about this study is that participants did not explicitly consent to being part of an experimental manipulation for the study, and that the results were published, says Lori Craner, a computer scientist at Carnegie Mellon University, where she directs the SciLab Usable Privacy and Security Laboratory. Facebook ran an experiment on 689,003 users to see if it could manipulate their emotions by varying the selection of posts in their news feeds. One group had stories with positive words filtered out. Another experimental group had stories with negative words filtered out. Taken as a group, the people subjected to these changes tended to write posts that echoed those moods, though the effect was small. But small effects can add up. Past Facebook studies have shown that relatively minor restructuring of its pages and prompts can have significant social effects. Perhaps most dramatically, a 2012 study showed that on Election Day in 2010, when Facebook posted reminders to vote, that action prompted 340,000 more people to vote than otherwise would have. And in 2012, Facebook showed it might have the power to get people to donate their organs. The company put a clickable box on timeline pages to let people indicate that they were registered donors. The campaign was associated with a huge boost to donor enrollments. In that case, though, extensive media coverage of Facebook's effort complicated the analysis of whether Facebook's effort directly caused the increased enrollments. In some ways, Facebook's published research is just part of a vast ongoing effort at web-based manipulation. What's far more concerning is the lack of transparency about Facebook's practices overall, says Zeynep Tufekci, an assistant professor at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and a former fellow at the Center for Information Technology Policy at Princeton University. I'm concerned about these practices, testing and manipulating the user experience every day. What else does Facebook do every day? We have no idea. Mining personal data is a billion-dollar business designed to elicit purchases, garner eyeballs, and shape behavior. Advertising and the media work to manipulate our emotions all the time, so I don't find this study to be particularly problematic, Craner says. We are all laboratory rats without being aware of it. The real issue, Craner and others say, may be that when academic institutions are involved, researchers at Cornell University and the University of California, San Francisco participated in the emotion study, their academic institutional review board should take a closer look. Currently, this is mainly done when federal funds are involved. Federal policy